Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širimo Avstralije in po svetu. Naslednji gost je tudi znan in je veliko let aktiven v slovenski skupnosti v Geelongu, obenem je tudi častni konzul Republike Slovenije z Viktorijo, ki opravlja pomembno delo tudi v promocijo Slovenije v širši skupnosti v Viktoriji. Trenutno je tudi v sredini volitvene kampanje na lokalnih volitvah v Viktoriji, več o tem in kako sploh to se izvede kampanjo med trenutnimi ukrepi COVID-19 v tej državi, pa seveda bomo več izvedeli. Dobar dan in ponovno lepo pozdravljen Edi Kontel. Edi, welcome again on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Oh, hvala Tanja in vse, kaj poslušajo.
It's the first time I think we've spoken to you this year as well. Tell us a bit more about, I guess, what's been happening at the consulate and obviously with with the restrictions and COVID throughout the last 6 months. How have you been able to operate and assist, I guess, Slovenians with whatever support they needed from a consular perspective?
Yes, it's been a really interesting time, as has everything, I guess, in the world at the moment. But initially when COVID was starting to play out here in Australia, there was a lot of inquiries from people that were travelling or Slovenians wanting to get back to Slovenia and trying to work out, flights, how they could get out of the country. And so a lot of the help I was offering at that point in time was really just information and also putting them in touch with the embassy. And then, once that sort of March, April was over, then there was a real quiet period. Normally with the consul duties, there's something happening every day coming through the system. But there was months where it was just very, very quiet because obviously those that had gone home were now gone. And those that were looking to do something different in the future were probably just putting their plans on hold. A lot of the clubs also locally closed their doors to the Slovenian community because they just weren't able to travel into those venues, particularly with the lockdowns here in Melbourne. What I've noticed just in the last probably month and a half, that activity has just started again. People are starting to send emails about wanting to upgrade their passports or apply for passports. So things have started to get a little more active. But I must admit, the last 8 months, it has been quite a period compared to what it normally would be.
And I guess there wouldn't have been a lot of consular meetings and those types of things, other than if they maybe moved online with other consular corps, let's say, members?
Really, unfortunately, there's been none. And, as you're probably aware, here in Melbourne, at least, the embassy have consular hours, probably 3 or 4 times a year where they come down and spend time with the community to, process passports, citizenships and the like. They just haven't been able to travel, unfortunately, and as a result of that, we haven't had many of those meetings. The other thing that got thrown into the mix early in the year, it's been such a crazy year, is, as you would be aware, we had all the bushfires, and that had an impact on Canberra, but also here in Victoria. So it's been a really crazy year as far as managing all those things.
What about, I guess, things that maybe you were doing in the community as part of the consulate's side of things to promote Slovenia? Was there many of those types of meetings or events, and maybe they moved online rather than obviously not being able to do things in person?
More so, it's been a sharing of information and letting people know what's happening in Slovenia and also what's happening here in Australia in terms of, the requirements that need to be met if you are leaving the country and things of that nature. There hasn't been a lot of community activity, at least down here in Victoria, for this period of time.
And I guess, as we mentioned a little bit in the introduction also, you're in the middle of a local election in Victoria, which is due to finish at the end of next week. And I believe all the ballots have been sent out last week. You're going up for re-election in the Greater Geelong City Council, where you've been a councillor for the last 10 years. And there are 3 places there. What approach have you taken, I guess, this time with the restrictions?
Yes, so it's been a little different that as well. Normally I would be doing a lot of door knocking, going to people's homes and talking to them about the policies that I'm working on and also introducing them to myself and getting to know a lot of people through that means. But obviously with COVID, that's not been something that's appropriate. And so a lot of the campaign has been social media driven, media, and also I've been doing listening posts in front of the local street shopping centres and strips such of that nature. Now, as you mentioned, I've been a councillor since 2010. So here in Geelong, I do have quite a significant profile, and I am well known to the community. So I guess I'm fortunate in that regard that I'm not having to explain too much about myself because people do know me. But for those that are running for the first time or are new to the system, they would be finding it extremely difficult at the moment.
And I understand in Victoria and local elections that there are postal votes only, so it's not just due to COVID, for instance.
Correct. By and large, most of the shires and councils in Victoria are a postal election system. And what that means is that all the ballots get sent out. People sit at home, fill them out and have a period of time to get them back into the mail and then send them back out. So there's no polling booth as such that people go and vote in.
Yeah, which is very different, I guess, in New South Wales. We do still have the polling booths for the local elections from that perspective. As I mentioned earlier, there were three places up for grabs. Another one in your particular ward, in the Brownbill ward. Your brother, Srechko, is also going up for a re-election.
That's correct. Look, those that know of Srechko, he was a councillor for some 17 years before he decided to go overseas and work internationally in 2015. He was also a mayor of the city of Greater Geelong for a year. And Srechko and I were both councillors together in the city of Greater Geelong Council for some 6 years. It just so happens that the system has changed since Srechko left. And now what's happened is that the ward that he was representing prior to leaving and the ward that I was representing have joined, and there's also another ward that has joined. So it's become like a super ward. As such, there's three spots available, and yes, Srechko and I are both running in the same ward, and we're hoping that we'll both get in.
How's it going again this time, going directly up against your brother? Has there been any rivalry in the family?
Well, we wouldn't see it as running against each other. We've been running quite well alongside each other. As I said, we've worked together for many years on council on many different projects. We're obviously brothers at the end of the day, and we seem to feel that we're complementing each other. And so what we're telling the community is give us one or two in whatever order you want, and hopefully we both get back in.
Well, hopefully you both do get in, and we'll speak to Srechko a little bit as well to give a bit of an update on what he's been doing, because as you mentioned, he has been previously a councillor but hasn't been lately in there. Eddie, thank you again for joining us today on SBS Radio to talk a little bit about the work you're doing at the consulate, obviously firstly for the Slovenian community and obviously around the campaign and how this has been a different approach being a COVID campaign, as we can, I guess, call it, for the local Victorian elections. And we obviously hope you and both your brother Srechko both get elected, and hvala za današnji pogovor.
Hvala lepa in naslednje.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.